Good afternoon and welcome to Words of Encouragement. I'm Rick Ingram. You know, God has truly given us so much to be thankful for. And all He wants in return, all He asks is that we help Him give it away. We help Him give away what He has already given to us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life God has given us. God reminds us, I heard your call in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen, the day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late, throwing a question mark over everything we're doing. Our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our post. The Apostle Paul wrote that in the Corinthians. You know, it's been said many times, all that matters in this life we have been given is what we do for the Lord. You know, you don't realize it so much when you're younger, but the older you get, the more you understand the meaning behind our life is but a vapor. And that's why the older we get, the faster life seems to go, and the more important it is to be doing the Lord's work instead of only being consumed with what's going on in our own lives. The Bible says in James chapter 4, you're cheating on God if all you want is your own way, flirting with the world every chance you get. You end up enemies of God and His way. And do you suppose God doesn't care? The proverb has it that He's a fiercely jealous lover. And what He gives in love is far better than anything else you'll find. It's common knowledge that God goes against the willful proud. God gives grace to the willing humble. You know, it's your turn. It's not my turn. Well, whose turn is it? It's all our turn to tell someone about the best thing that ever happened to us. Our relationship that we have with Jesus Christ and how He forgave us and how He has changed all of our lives. Oh, listen, friend, won't you join me and make a vow to help the Lord to do the same for everyone else that He has already done for you today? They're never going to know what you have until you tell them what He's done in your life. That's what's going to win souls. That's what's going to fill the seat next to you in church. And the results, we don't have to worry about the results. The Bible says this about Jesus. It says, if we lift Him up, all men will be drawn to Him. You see, all we have to do is tell them about Jesus, and He'll take care of the results. Hey friend, let me remind you, the most important decision you'll ever make in your life is to know Jesus Christ in a personal and intimate way. You see, God really desires to have a relationship with you. And you can have that relationship today by asking Him to forgive your sins, to come into your heart, come into your life, and be your personal Lord and Savior. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, friend, why don't you pause right now and in the attitude of your heart, invite Christ in. He will change you forever. God bless. Hey, you can look us up on the web at rickingram.com. That's rickingram.com.